RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo commemorates Pancasila Sanctity Day in Lubang Buaya. KPK demands immunity and elimination of ad hoc status. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo led a ceremony to commemorate the Pancasila Sanctity Day at Pancasila Monument, Lubang Buaya, East Jakarta on Saturday. The ceremony began at 8 a.m. local time. A number of ministers of the Working Cabinet and Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama also attended the ceremony. In the ceremony, President Joko Widodo presided over the ceremony while Brigadier General of the Indian National Defense Forces TNI Joshua Fandit Sembirin became the commander of the ceremony. The Pancasila manuscript was read by Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly Impiar Sulkifli Hasan. Chairman of Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission KPK Agus Raharjo said that his commission has demanded the elimination of his ad hoc status so that it becomes a permanent state institution to strengthen Indonesian efforts to eradicate corruption. He says such amendments should be included in the government's plan to formulate legal reform packages because as an ad hoc institution has stipulated in the 2002 KPK law, the KPK is susceptible to be pinned, disbanded according to the will of the president. He also demanded immunity for KPK commissioners and investigators when they would on certain cases, especially to avoid the types of prosecution that had happened in the past. President Joko Widodo appointed Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Wiranto to lead the reform of the legal system and law enforcement in July. The date the legal reform packages are not to be issued has not been set. All ASEAN member countries are facing the same social issue related to social welfare of children, the elderly and persons with disabilities. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa said at the 9th ASEAN Regional Meeting on Development Social Welfare in Jakarta on Friday that ASEAN countries including Indonesia are dealing with issues connected to the protection of the children, elderly and disabled. Earlier, Minister Kofifa along with several of her counterparts from the ASEAN countries and China, Japan and South Korea discussed many social problems. She also said that the ASEAN countries are facing a variety of issues related to children, including the problem of online pornography. A proposal to stem this problem has been initiated by Malaysia with a proposal. She added that inputs given by ASEAN and three Asian countries which participate in the meeting emphasized the importance of checking child trafficking and ensuring children's education, including quality standards in early childhood education and parenting. Chairwoman of Bayan Kari Tri Suswati Karnavian affirmed that the organization led by her will be a corruption-free organization. This was stated by Tri in the seminar entitled Bayan Kari Participation in Preventing Corruption that took place in Jakarta on Friday. She feels that Bayangkari's role is very important in preventing the police husbands being trapped in corruption. The wife of National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian believes that the reasons for corrupting are not only from the economy itself, but also the influence from the environment which forms the character. In familiarizing the anti-corruption campaign to all Bayangkari in Indonesia, Bayangkari will initiate to cooperate with Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. This activity is positively welcomed by Deputy Chairwoman of KPK, Basaria Panjaitan. She said that KPK has made a program called SPAT, which stands for Saya Perempuan Anti-Korupsi, meaning I am an anti-corruption woman. All of the Bayangkari women will be encouraged to be a member of SPAT. At least they know how to prevent their families in committing corruption. The anti-corruption seminar was held to celebrate the 64th anniversary of Unity Mission of Bayangkari Day in 2016. Indonesia and the Islamic Republic of Iran are studying possibility of cooperation in the development of civil aircraft industry, as currently Iran needs to renew a large number of its aircraft for civil aviation service. The Policy Study and Development Body, BPPK, of the Foreign Ministry said in Jakarta on Friday. PT Dirgantara Indonesia could study cooperation with the Iran Aircraft Manufacturing Industrial Company, HESA. The cooperation possibility was an important point in the economic discussion during the visit of an Iranian government delegation to the state-owned aircraft factory, PT Dirgantara Indonesia in Bandung, West Java, on Tuesday. The visit by Iranian delegation is part of the activities of the Fitch Policy Research Consultation, PRC, of Indonesia and Iran between BPPK and the Institute for Political and Internet Study, IPIS, a think tank of Iranian Foreign Ministry held by Asia Africa Mission in Bandung. The Iranian delegates included Iranian Ambassador to Indonesia, Filohullah Muhammadi, and Vice President of IPIS, Dr. Sayyid Rasul Mosafi. Renowned retailer of traditional Indonesian products, Sarina, will celebrate National Batik Day on Sunday, 2nd October 2016, which will commence for 6:30 a.m. local until 10 a.m. local time at its Tamrin Department Store location in Central Jakarta. As a leading state-owned enterprise with immense pride in its local heritage, Sarina has also partnered with the Indonesian Batik Foundation as well as the Indonesian Scout Movement. Curi the Batikmu, Batiku, Batik Kita Berbeda, Tapi Kita Indonesia event, Sarina's board of directors will be joined by 1,000 members from the Indonesian Scout Movement for a world signing ceremony which reiterates both parties' dedication to preserving batik as an ancient Indonesian art form. Keeping with its role as a modern retailer, Sarina will additionally host a fashion show featuring budding batik fashion designers from Indonesia. Sarina's participation in celebrating National Batik Day is an effort that demonstrates the company's and surfers' commitment to maintain traditional crafts and heritage as part of its business operations. The Indonesian contingent won 3 more bronze medals in the 5th Asian Beach Games Championship in Da Nang, Vietnam on Friday. Indonesia now has 1 gold, 2 silver and 7 bronze medals. Yaya Rokhaya won the bronze in WC2X Beach Rowing event. Silvia Rizdiana won the bronze in the men's Sepak Takraw Group event, and Denny Aprisani won the bronze in the 55kg category martial art event. As per detail with the ABGD Vietnam media team, the Indonesian contingent batched 1 gold medal courtesy Chelsea Karputi in the CW1X Beach Rowing, 2 silver medals and 7 bronze medals. The director of performance affairs, Hadi Wiharja, said the Indonesian continent can add to its medal tally as several events are still pending. In the ABG 2016, Indonesia has sent 65 athletes to participate in 8 of the 22 events, namely waterpolo, beach volleyball, 3x3 basketball, martial art, beach sepak takraw, Covenant woodball, and beach rowing. The last item, the former head of Central Board of Muhammadiyah for the period 2014 2015, Dean Shamsuddin received an award from Japanese Foreign Minister in 2016 for his contribution in increasing bilateral relationship between Japan and Indonesia. The award was given directly to Dean Shamsuddin by Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia, Yasuaki Tanisaki, in Jakarta on Friday. Ambassador Yasuaki Tanisaki said in his statement at the awarding ceremony that Dean Shamsuddin has a major contribution for bilateral relationship between Japan and Indonesia, particularly in keeping understanding the body's land for the Japanese. Mr. Dean Shamsuddin has visited Japan for several times for attending activities to give understanding about Islam to the Japanese. He has a major contribution. Last year, as many as 200,000 Indonesians had visited Japan, and there is an increase around 30% compared with the previous year. And the most important thing is that Japan has prepared to accept Muslims in Japan. Mr. Dean Shamsuddin has contributed a lot to coordinate with Muslim societies, such as providing halal food. Ambassador Yasuki Tanisaki added that the award from Japanese Foreign Minister is the one given by Japanese government to an individual or institution that has contributed for bilateral relationship between Japan and friendly countries. In 2016, the award has been given to 132 individuals and 32 institutions around the world. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various significant events that occurred this week are reviewed by some of the leading media in Jakarta and outlined in the press review. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper, which is in its editorial on Friday, 30 September, writes, "National sport games are PON far from ideal." In the midst of unsmooth implementation of the National Sport Week 2016 in West Java, there were many promising young athletes. It featured 44 sport branches and was highlighted by various incidents, which, whether realized or not, have reduced sportsmanship in the event. Youth-owned Sports Minister Imam Nahrawi regretted that 2016 PON in West Java was still stuck in the 5-4 and shallow spirit of regional prestige. In addition to injuring the value of sportsmanship, the incidents also seemed to forget about the great objective of PON, which is to be an arena of coaching athletes so that they would be ready for the international arena or Olympic. Kompas writes, "Preferably, the Ministry of Youth and Sport makes sport criteria that can be compete to reduce the cost of the organizers. It would be better to focus on Olympic branches and those which are popular in the international arena." According to Kompas, during the 2016 PON in West Java, a number of young athletes' performance were far below the international standard, such as the SEA Games or the Olympics. They still need further development. In addition, this PON seems to lack of professional organizers, facilities, and infrastructure. Turning to the Media Indonesia newspaper, in an editorial on Thursday, 29 September, it writes on shaming corruptor. "It's been quite a while since Indonesia began fighting against corruption, but the signs of victory has yet to come. It is clear that conventional action to suppress the extraordinary crime is not effective, so it was time to put forward unconventional ways." Media Indonesia writes, "It is true that the Corruption Eradication Commission is relentless in arresting the perpetrators of corruption. True also that the variation penalties were made out to the corrupt, starting from principal criminal, criminal penalties, criminal compensation, up to revocation of one's political right. However, it was unable to make criminals deterrent. Corruption remains and has become more rampant. When traditional punishment is not effective against criminals, legal breakthrough is urgently needed to impose a social penalty as an extra punishment. As suggested by the former Constitutional Chief Justice Haryono when with a number of other legal experts were invited by President Joko Widodo last week." Media Indonesia writes, "The proposal also has long been voiced by many, but until now has not been well implemented. According to this daily,
Shaming criminals is one solution because shame is the strongest fortress in resisting the temptation of corruption. All parties are confident, very confident that social punishment with the spirit putting shame on the criminals will be able to make a deterrent effect on the perpetrators of corruption and fear on would-be corruptors. Let's conclude with a review from Business Indonesia newspaper, which is in its editorial on Friday 30 September read, Sharing Network Fairly. Polemics about the application of the system of shared telecommunication network or network sharing recently surfaced. In line with the government's plan to implement SIMs that are considered to promote the efficiency of the industry, the government would oblige telecommunication network operators to provide certain network equipment that can be used in conjunction with other network providers. The government seems to regard the network sharing system as one way to improve the efficiency of the telecommunication industry urgent to be done. Efficiency is clearly a strong demand in the telecom sector as business pressure is getting fierce. Meanwhile, investment demand has remained high. Then it is understandable what has been emphasized by the Minister of Communication and Information, Rudiantara, since the beginning of his term, that is, the need for efficiency in the telecommunication industry. Without the ability to improve efficiency, telecommunication providers will have difficulty adjusting to an increasingly heavy pressure. Network sharing system generally will ease the way for new players to expand the network to the area that has not been priced. Associated with the polemic, Business Indonesia believes that government needs to formulate a compromise. Various considerations need to be open in a transparent manner so that all parties can assess the plus and minus of various SIMs for sharing and network. Thus, the optimal formulation for industry, customers, as well as the overall organizer can be obtained. That was press review.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History over a rural service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on October 1st, 1964, when Shinkansen began to operate. Shinkansen, otherwise known as the Bullet Train, is a Japanese streamliner. It is operated by four companies in Japan Railways Group. Other than air travel, Shinkansen acts as the main vehicle for transportation among different cities in Japan. The Shinkansen can reach speed up to 300 km per hour. The name Shinkansen is often used by people from countries other than Japan to refer to the train. But this word in the Japanese language actually refers to the railway the train runs on. The Shinkansen was originally made for the Tokyo Olympic in 1964. What distinguishes Shinkansen is that the train can actually detect and react to earthquakes. Once the train detects the possibility of an earthquake, the train comes to halt. Now we move to another event which occurred in 1965, the commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day. The commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day began on September 30, 1965 when six senior generals and many others associated with the generals were killed in a Phelps Court, which was attended by guards of the palace who were loyal to the Communist Party of Indonesia. The success of Indonesian armed forces and Indonesian people in breaking up and quelling the action of the September 30th movement from the Communist Party of Indonesia proved that the ideology of Pancasila cannot be opposed by a communist power seeking to undermine and demint the solid people of Indonesia and the morals of Pancasila. Spontaneously thereafter, people rose to defend Pancasila from the threat of the Communist Party of Indonesia. because of the power of Pancasila and in respect to the Quelled Uprising. October 1st is remembered as Pancasila Sanctity Day. And the last event from today's program is World Vegetarian Day. World Vegetarian Day is commemorated annually on the October 1st. The commemoration of World Vegetarian Day was initiated by North American Vegetarian Society, and a year later, after the day was established, the International Vegetarian Union took over administration of the day. They declared the day as an annual commemoration to promote happiness, love, and increasing the quality of life through the vegetarian lifestyle. World Vegetarian Day now leads to into Vegetarian Awareness Month. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on Pertamina Strengthens International Business. Indonesian state-owned oil company Pertamina and Algerian government-owned oil company Sonatrach signed a memorandum of understanding to increase business cooperation in oil and gas on Tuesday, September the 27th in Algiers, Algeria. Present on the occasion, among others, Algerian Energy Minister Nureddin Boutarfa, the Indonesian Ambassador to Algeria Safira Mahrusah, Pertamina President Director Dwi Sucipto, and Chief Executive Officer of Sonatrach, Amin Mazuzi. Pertamina President Director Dwi Sucipto said the MOU is the reactivation of a Memorandum of Understanding in 2012 to 2014, which included downstream and upstream cooperation. The cooperation was carried out by PT Pertamina Algeria EP under the supervision of a subsidiary of PT Pertamina, the Pertamina International Exploration and Production. President Director of PT Pertamina Dwi Sucipto said Pertamina had an important aspiration to increase its presence abroad, including in Algeria. According to him, the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding will serve as common ground between Pertamina and Sonatrach to continue to grow and thrive not only in Algeria, but also to see more opportunities for cooperation in other parts of the world. Pertamina Algeria EP is the first company formed by Pertamina abroad and become the oil field operator. PT Pertamina Exploration and Production International acquired 65% stake of ConocoPhillips Limited in Block 405A Algeria in 2013. The block has three major oil fields, namely Menzel Lechmart North or MLN, Ourhoud, and EMK. In Menzel Lechmart North oil field, Pertamina acts as the operator because it has a majority stake. Meanwhile, in Ourhoud and EMK field, it only has a participating interest because each has a minority stake of 3.7% and 16.9%. At the inauguration of PT Pertamina EP Algeria office in Algiers on Wednesday, September 28, Indonesian Ambassador to Algeria Safira Mahrusah asked Pertamina to make Algeria a hub for its business development plans in Africa and Europe. Data from Pertamina said PT Pertamina International Exploration and Production continues to push an increasing contribution from overseas production. That was Focus Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo led a ceremony to commemorate the Pancasila Sanctity Day at the Pancasila Monument, Lubang Buaya, East Jakarta on Saturday. Chairman of Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, Agus Raharjo, said that his commission has demanded the elimination of his ad hoc status so that it becomes a permanent state institution to strengthen Indonesian effort to eradicate corruption. All ASEAN members countries are facing the same social issues related to social welfare of children, the elderly, and persons with disabilities. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa said at the 9th ASEAN Regional Meeting on Development Social Welfare in Jakarta on Friday that ASEAN countries, including Indonesia, are dealing with issues connected to the protection of the children, elderly, and disabled. Chairwoman of Bayangkari, Tri Suswati Karnapian, affirmed that the organization led by her will be a corruption-free organization. This was stated by Tri in the seminar entitled Bayangkari Participation in Preventing Corruption that took place in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia and the Islamic Republic of Iran are studying possibility of cooperation in the development of civil aircraft industry as currently Iran needs to renew a large number of its aircraft for civil aviation service. Renowned retailer of traditional Indonesian products, Sarina will celebrate National Batik Day on Sunday, 2 October 2016, which will commence from 6:30 a.m. until 10 a.m. local time at its Tamrin department store location in central Jakarta. The Indonesian continent won 3 more bronze medals in the 5th Asian Beach Games Championship in Da Nang, Vietnam on Friday. Indonesia now has 1 gold, 2 silver and 7 bronze medals. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again for our program, Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, the fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we invite you to visit Sumba Island in the East Nusa Tenggara province. Stay tuned. Listener, in the past, the strength and ability of the martial arts was an essential asset to achieve victory over one's enemies, either during war or a small fight between two people. In Indonesia, there are many martial arts, and the martial arts that still exists in Indonesia and maintains its preservation is silat. On Sumba Island, there is a battle between men who are considered knights, whose annual tradition is called the Pasola Festival. The Pasola is a term for the Sumba language originating from Sola or Hula, meaning a spear made from wood. Thus, Pasola is a game in which horsemen throw spears at each other. However, Pasola is not just a game. This festival is an important part of the rituals of Marapu tradition, the original religion of the Sumba people. When a correct time is decided upon, several hamlets in Sumba hold a Pasola traditional festival suitable with valid provisions and traditions. Listener, many of the Sumba people believe in this story, which is the origin of Pasola history. The story begins with this. In the past, there was a beautiful woman named Arabu Kaba. She had a husband named Umbu Ama. One day, her husband left her to go out to sea. Arabu Kaba waited for a long time, but her husband never came home. After a while, she thought Umbu Ama has passed away, so she married Teda Gai Parona. However, Umbu Ama returned and he knew that his wife had married again. Arabu Kaba did not know and did not want to go back to Umbu Ama, so she asked Teda to pay bellies, a kind of dowry which is given to the groom during marriage to a woman. After the bellies was paid in cash, the villagers held Pasola to forget the battle. Listener, before Pasola can begin, a Nyale tradition is held. Nyale is a welcoming of the harvest and the appearance of sea worms. According to Sumba tradition, Pasola cannot be held without first holding the Nyale tradition. Pasola is held in a wide square. One group is made up of 100 participants. One person holds one spear which has a blunt tip and is thrown at the enemy. Although it is blunt, it is not rare for the spear to injure participants and cause casualties. But in line with the tradition and the beliefs of the Sumba people, blood which is shed to the ground is a tribute to the god of the earth who gives fertility to the soil of Sumba. Usually, the Pasola festival is watched by local people and tourists alike. If you are interested in witnessing the tradition, please come to Sumba Island in the East Nusa Tenggara province of Indonesia from February until March. And don't worry, hotels and transportation can be obtained easily. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring the Pasola Festival. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of UI, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany. Listener, Gorontalo is one of provinces in North Sulawesi that has handicraft tradition from its ancestors, namely a unique hand embroidery called as Karawo. In Miscellany today's edition, we are going to inform about Karawo Culture Festival 2016. Listener, Karawo is derived from Gorontalo language that means hand embroidery. This hand embroidery was made from traditional cloth of Gorontalo, handed down over generation to another generation since Gorontalo kingdom still prevailed. Karawo is also called as Karawang by people outside Gorontalo. The production of Karawang or Karawo has ever stopped for a moment. There were not many crafters who wanted to make this craft due to complexity and persistence that consume a lot of energy and time. That's why the government made a variety of ways to make this typical craft of Gorontalo be sustainable and increasingly popular both at home and abroad. popularize and develop this handicraft, the government organized Karawa Festival that was held for the first time on 17 until 18 December 2011. Furthermore, this festival is organized annually to attract people in using Karawa and to strengthen economy through regional culture development. Listener, Gorontalo government will reorganize this Karawa Culture Festival on 9 until 13 October 2016. This festival will take place at Taruna Remaja Arena, Gorontalo City. This festival is aligned with IMEU, Indonesia Middle East Update. IMEU is a meeting of merchants, business people, and Middle East countries' embassies in Indonesia. Head of Promotion and Information of Gorontalo Tourism Agency, Fahmi Isan, said that this festival is to take place at the same time with Bulamo Festival on 5 until 12 October 2016. Karawa Culture Festival 2016 will perform a number of activities such as Karawa Family Song, Band Festival, Band Fashion, Karawa Design, and Karawa Photography Contest. Besides, all participants in this festival will also participate in Karawa Carnival. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition with the topic Karawa Culture Festival 2016. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are listening from. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to original Indonesian music, both traditional and modern music from the archipelago. In today's edition, I will introduce you to the band Noah. Before we talk more about Noah, let's listen to a song of theirs entitled Separuh Aku. You've just listened to a song from the band Noah entitled Separuh Aku, which comes from Noah's first album entitled Seperti Seharusnya. This album arrives as Noah's debut, earlier known as Peter Pan. Noah consists of Ariel, Uki, Lukman, and David. The song entitled Mimpi Yang Sempurna, part of the compilation album entitled Kisah 2002 Malam, skyrocket up the chart. Unfortunately, in 2006, Andika and Indra resigned, and in 2012, the name of Peter Pan changed to Noah, with David as their new recruit to the band. The change in name strengthened the existence of Noah within the Indonesian music industry. In 2014, Noah released an album entitled Second Chance. One of the hit songs on this album is Hero. Let's check this song out.
Thank you. side. Take my hand today. We can fly together. Let me lead the way. Stand up, I'll be on your side. Take my hand today. We can fly together. Let me lead the way.
That was A Hero, sung by Noah. This song was directed by a producer from Britain, Steve Lillywhite, who has received 5 Grammy Awards. Lyric Giring Niji helped the band formulate the lyrics. The song entitled Hero, signaled by spark of new creativity from Noah. So far in 2016, Noah has shown off their creativity by releasing an album entitled Sings Legends, where Noah re-sings legendary Indonesian songs from the 1960s until 1990s. This album was made to introduce you old songs to younger generation. To conclude Music Corner for today, let's listen to 2 songs. The first entitled Andaikan Kau Datang will be followed by Sendiri Lagi from Noah. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Pesanmu kepadaku. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.go.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.